Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Understanding WebSphere Business Monitor, Failed Event Manager. Today's presenter is Sridhar Adam. Sridhar has been part of WebSphere Business Monitor, Modeler, and Compass support for the past 4 years and has great expertise in WebSphere Business Monitor and the IBM BPM portfolio. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Sridhar.
Thanks, Joseph. As Joseph has said, today's presentation is about understanding the WebSphere Business Monitor Failed Events Manager. Moving on to slide 2. So the agenda includes, I'll give an overview of what our topic today is, a brief architectural overview as well about the Failed Events Manager and the components involved there, and some basic modeling, monitor modeling terminology that will help model your monitor models. And also, following that, we have some admin console screenshots, which will explain how the business monitor failed event manager looks like and what can be done, what are the actions that could be taken on those screens. That will be followed by some common scenarios and a summary and some very useful links that will be very useful to when dealing with the business monitor failed events. Going on to slide number 3. WebSphere Business Monitor basically processes the incoming events and applies its processing strategy to update its internal tables and present the data on the monitor dashboards. So what's a failed event? A failed event is nothing but it's an incoming event that could not be successfully processed by monitor, and therefore it has been stopped and placed in an error queue so as to maintain the data consistency. Now, WebSphere Business Monitor, version 6 and version 7, both has the tools that identify these failed events and allows a user, admin user, to take action upon them. And actions could include, like, he could rearrange the failed events, he could either resubmit them or allow it to delete them, or even edit the failed events to correct any problem that has caused it to end up in the error queue. Going on to slide number 4. This actually describes an architectural overview of event processing in general and as well as the failed event queue infrastructure as well. So as we see here, so an incoming event will be coming from different sources. So the sources could be anywhere, but the delivery is from the CEI. So CEI, because the incoming event has to pass a CEI filter first, and then it will then be passed on to a JMS queue, a monitored JMS queue, where an event stream moderator will be listening. An event stream moderator is a monitor component which listens on to the monitored JMS queue, and it picks up those events and processes them for its further processing and showing up in the dashboards. So event stream moderator here, when it tries to process them, either it can send it to model logic based on if it finds a suitable scenario, or if it's not able to process the failed, process the incoming event, it's going to place that in a failed event queue. Now, this is because the data should not be lost when an error occurs in processing the incoming events. So the failed event queue is a bucket that holds the failed events as such. The purpose of the failed event queue is to take an action later on by the administrator, with the WebSphere business administrator. So the actions could be, most of the cases would be resubmitting that event so that it can get processed and then be shown on the dashboard later on. So when an event is resubmitted, it goes back. It's resubmitted to the event stream moderator again for its processing, to apply its processing strategy. If it's successful, it's going to send it to the monitor database back and fill the monitor model database tables. Or else, upon a failure, it's going to put it back in the failure queue. Going on to slide number 5. Now, this is a basic flow of the fail events, actually. So, when the fail events occur, so an administrator on the front end, he sees these fail events on the admin console. Once he sees those admin console, he can resubmit them. The resubmission, once it's resubmitted, the events are read from the fail event queue. Now, fail event queue, in general, in this case, means actually a set of tables called as the EQ tables that exist in the monitor database. So all the failed events are rows or instances that are present in the monitor EQ tables database tables. So when an event is resubmitted, those rows are read from the monitor EQ tables, and then they are processed. One processing, the next step in that case is to pick up those rows from the EQ tables and place it in a queue underscore R destination for that each MART model. So basically, each MART model has like three queue destinations. One of them is a queue underscore R destination when each model is created. So the failed events is placed on that JMS queue for the event stream moderator to pick it up. So the event stream moderator picks it up for the processing, applies its processing strategy based on the model that's deployed, and based on the results, it's either returned back to the failed events, or it's either deleted from the failed event queue. So basically, talking about components here, other than the flow here, there is the monitor tables, which are the EQ tables, and the monitor queue, which is the queue underscore all destination for a particular model ID that comes into place here, and as well the general component, which is the event stream moderator, which does the usual event processing. Going on to slide number 6. In this slide, I want to actually describe a little bit of the modeling terms that come into play when dealing with failed events or any events as such. But in terms of failed events, the modeling terms are for a business administrator that he wants to know are few of these. So as you see here, these modeling terms are very critical for processing an incoming event. So we see three main components here. One is the correlation expression. That's followed by three conditions which deal with what to do when a correlation expression is met, and followed by an event sequence. I'll talk a little more in the next slide of what these terms mean, but in overview, these are the three main terms that I'm going to talk about in terms of monitor modeling. The correlation expression, the conditions that dealt with when a correlation expression is met, and the event sequence path. Going on to slide number 7, to describe these modeling terms for business monitor event processing, so the basic item for an entity for a monitor model is called the monitoring context. So monitor context is usually it's a collection of all the data that's required for an entity, such as a transaction or a business process. So, for example, monitoring a Beeple application and a business process, so the top-level business process could be the top-level monitoring context. When a model is deployed in direct runtime, each monitoring context evaluates to one monitoring context instance. Since I started comparing with a Beeple application, as a business process has a process instance, business monitor has a monitoring context instance. So it could have a top-level monitoring context instance followed by some more of those child monitoring contexts as well. So that is the monitoring context. Now, the second one is the correlation expression. That's pretty important. So events are processed by the monitoring context instances. So the correlation expression identifies which instance will process the event. So we talked about the conditions in the previous slide, where we talked about whether to create an instance or to deliver an instance or treat an as error. Those three things. So basically what we are talking here is a correlation expression identifies, picks up the event and sees where to deliver this, to which instance this event has to go in. So if there is no instance, it will create a new one based on the condition that we have specified, or it will deliver to an existing instance, or it will treat an error when there are multiple instances. And there are different conditions here, but I'm giving a general, typical example where such a correlation expression is used. Now, the third item, which is the sequence number. Now, sequence number is also pretty important, as this determines with what is the order the events have to be processed. For example, let's say you have a process instance start instance, and we have process instance terminate event. So the order has to be like the create event has to be first, and the terminate has to be the next. So the sequence determines how these events have to be processed. When using a Beeple application, the monitor toolkit usually generates the sequence numbers for you. But when it's a business BAM scenario, the sequence number can be user-defined. But one particular hard condition when using a sequence number is it should have always be either a string. It should be of the same type, basically. It could be a string or an integer, but all of the sequence number for all of the incoming events have to be the same of the same type. Usually, when using a string, though, there's one particular condition that has to be met, and that is strings are compared lexicographically. Therefore, a padding is added usually. So let's say if you're using a string of 1, 2, or and 1, 2, 3, or 1, 1, 1 comes first and 1, 1 comes next when compared to 1, 2. Therefore, a padding of like 0, 0, 0 in front of these numbers will make it process the events sequentially as you're expecting it to. Going on to slide number 8. So this is the admin console screen where a business administrator can take some kind of action on the fail event sequences. So on the main screen, you'll see fail events under troubleshooting and MANT models. You'll see different MANT models based on the number of models you have already deployed. So you'll see a number of MANT models followed by the number of failed instances. So as you see in the first screenshot, it shows, in this case I'm just showing one, I'm picking one particular monitor model, which is the Monitor Engine BAM here, and showing the number of failed instances here. There's only one failed instance followed by the number of failed events, and there's the last resubmission column as well. So for each model, there could be a number of more than a few failed instances. Instance, as I said, is a group of it's an entity. So it could be more than one failed instances, and each instance as such could have more than one failed event. In the second screenshot, we are looking at to determine what to do next. We have to probably go into the failed event instance link here, so that to see how many failed events are there, and then pick up. Check, go into the detail of each failed event to see what is the exact cause of the failure for that particular event. So going on to slide number 9. So here I'm giving one example where I have picked up one of the failed events and clicked on the XML to see what is the failed event. And what is the message that we are getting, and why it has failed, and why it has been placed in this error queue. So, this gives me saying event received out of order exception, which means we have to later reorder these failed events to get a successful resubmission later on. And now, how do I resubmit the events? Going to the next slide, slide number 10. This is a screenshot of where it shows where I can resubmit a particular event. When resubmitting an event, we have to determine which model that this event has to be processed against. So you could have a number of monitor models in your environment. So therefore, you have to make sure that this event goes against monitor model that you are expecting it to show up against. Now, resubmission, talking about resubmission, actually, so you can actually submit one particular event as such, as well, you can one particular event sequence also. So what you're doing is, let's say you have a failed instance with 20 events or so. You can also do just select all the events and resubmit. But before doing that, though, it's advised to select, check what the failed cause is, and maybe you may be reordering one or two events, and then you definitely can resubmit those events. Going on to slide number 11. The event processing itself is a very broad topic, and one of the things that comes as part of the event processing and a part into the failed events is the runtime settings here. So each monitor model has runtime settings to determine what kind of processing strategy has to be applied. So, for example, in this runtime settings, as we see here, when we have three checkboxes under no parent found exception error, multiple parent found errors, and runtime exceptions. And we also see underneath that there is a maximum number of event processing failures, 3. So what that exactly means is, so when an event comes in, these runtime settings are applied, wherein each of these three conditions are evaluated. And it's evaluated 3 times at least to see whether it could be processed. And if it's still not able to process that event is then placed into the failed event queue. So those are the settings that could be useful here. Now, the other settings that we see here, those are ignored, actually. So when event comes in, when an error occurs, it's not going to, the monitor will, event stream monitor would not evaluate against those conditions. So let's say if you uncheck no parent found error, it's not going to, it'll ignore that error even if it happens. And it's going to go into an undeclarable event. So that's on this. And one more important feature here is, as you see in the processing strategy, it said 6-1 multithread. So for business monitor, there are 2 types of processing strategies. One is 6.0.2 emulation mode and the 6.1. multithreaded. What that means is in 6.0.2 emulation mode, the events actually do not have instances. The failed events do not have instances as such. They are just failed events. Like they could be from any model, from any instance, whatever it is. But it's going to end up in one big failed event queue. But in a 6-1 multithreaded mode, though, the concept of even instances are there, wherein like you'll have failed events piled up for each particular instance, you can individually take action, or for each of those, or you can delete some of those which you think would not be useful for your business. Going on to slide number 12, for a few slides, I'll talk about some of those exceptions that we have regularly seen with our customers. And these are some of the exceptions that I've listed here, like the event out of order exception, the parent not found exception, instance already halted, and the no correlation found exception. Stop if event cannot be interpreted. It's nothing but the unrecoverable events. Unrecoverable and the event processing retry failure and the correlation error retry failure. Going on to slide number 13. So the parent not found exception is a pretty common section that you will see when you look into the cause of failed events. So one of the reasons is, take an example of a Beeple again, and we talked about the events, reordering and stuff like that. So when a child instance is created before a parent instance is created, I mean, if the child event comes in first and that child instance is created before the parent instance is created, it's going to end up in a parent orphan exception. And in some cases, the parent event could never have been created. In some cases, there are some cases where such things happen as well. And the other common explanation would be to look into the correlation expression of your child instances, where it's trying to map it to the parent. And if that expression has not been correctly tested or correctly written, the expression is wrong, then a parent for not for an exception could occur in the fail event. And some of the times, there are also cases where the top-level parent has not been enabled for event emission sometimes, and that in that case also, if the child instance is emitting events and not the top-level, the parent not for an exception could occur as well. There are other cases where as I talked in the architecture, the CAI is the gateway where the incoming events are evaluated and filtered out. So in case where the parent events are filtered out, still the parent not found exception could occur. So in that case, the filtering expression that the CAI filters have to be reevaluated. Going on to slide number 14. So the other error code, common error code, is a no correlation exception. Like when the instance was never created or the correlation exception. The theme here is most of the time, the basic theme here is that when a failed instance or a failed instance occurs and you have seen that there are some errors here, there is no hard-coded explanation of each of these errors. The best way to deal when a failed event occurs in the error queue is to trace back the error and the context, the XML that has come up in the failed events, and trace back to the MANT model itself, the modeling design, and look at different conditions as to why the processing has been stopped or event has come up in the failed events queue. Going on to slide number 15. Instance already halted. Usually, when the methodology of failed events architecture is, when an instance has one failed event in its instance, if there's one failed event comes up in the error queue, any event that comes up for that instance will be followed in the failed event queue for that instance. This is because this will maintain the data integrity. Let's say, unless this is also to maintain data integrity, so that you'd have to take corrective action on the failed event, and then only the other events could be processed. Since sequence and sequence does matter here, the correction of the failed event is pretty important, and therefore the rest of events are placed in there. In the dashboard, you will not see any data unless for that instance, unless you correct the existing instance. So what happens is when the first event on the failed event queue instance failed events, the first event is the one which specifies the error as to why it ended up in the failed event. Events queue, and the rest of the events are just halted with a message saying the instance is already halted. So this can be corrected by correcting the error itself, so either correcting, reordering them or resubmitting them, the first event, and then clicking on the resubmission of the failed event instance. So unless the failed event instance is resubmitted, even if the problem is corrected, the subsequent events coming from the incoming events will still be ending up in the failed events queue. So it's pretty important to do a resubmission of the failed event instance once the problem is corrected. Going on to slide number 16. There is an MBIN interface which actually gives some of the cool functions that are required to deal with the the failed event architecture. So let's say you have more than, if your environment has more than few failed instances or a lot of failed instances with a lot of failed events, and at some point you have determined to actually to clean up those failed events, the MBEM could be very useful in this case. Like, you can use something called as the reset model version MBEM. This actually deletes all the failed events and resumes processing on the failed event instances. Also, there's one more MBEM that actually could be used for one particular instance, but you would have to know the event sequence ID. So that, as with the reset model version MBEM, this actually resets a particular event sequence instance. So it actually deletes the event sequence, one particular event sequence, all the events in that event sequence, and then resumes processing on that failed event instance. Going on to slide number 17. As I talked about two different processing strategies for business monitor, there are multiple uses of using a 6-1 multi-threaded when compared to 6-2 emulation. And for in terms of just the failed events, 6-2 in 6-2 emulations, as I said, if an event is ending up as failed, or it's not able, if the monitor is not able to process that event, all the rest of the events that are coming in, irrespective of the monitor model, will end up in the queue, and the queue could pile up pretty fast. So unless a corrective action is taken on the first event, the rest of the events will sit on the queue. That's not the case with 6-1 multithreaded, where you can the events are categorized into different event sequences, instances. So you can take either corrective action on a particular instance, you can delete a particular event sequence instance, and it doesn't affect other instances. And also, it's also categorized based on different models as well. So it's recommended to use the 6-1 multi-threaded mode of deployment and processing strategy for business monitor. There are other advantages of using 6-1 multi-threaded, like reordering is enabled, and other event processing advancements with 6-1 multi-threaded that could definitely be helpful as well. Going on to slide number 18. So this is the summary. Basically, Webster Business Monitor failed event infrastructure allows you to identify all the event processing failure scenarios and take action upon them. And as I discussed, there are at least like seven errors that could cause the failure of event processing. And some modeling practices and understanding your monitor model much better will definitely help alleviate some of these processing failures in future. And a good amount of testing based on your monitor model and different scenarios of incoming events will help you not get processing failures. And as I said, 6-1 multi-thread mode is also a preferred runtime processing strategy. So that's the summary on slide 19. There are some useful links. There's a developer works article. The first link here describes a developer works article which specifically talks about the failed events and the failed event infrastructure. And the second link actually is a tech note which talks about the MBEM interface, as I described, on the different actions that you can take on the failed events using the MBEM interface. The third link is the Info Center, the Monitor Info Center link that provides detail of all the event processing strategies and known errors and things like those. Moving into the next slide. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources of WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about the upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DevOps offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And My Notifications link on the product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. So I think that concludes my presentation, and I give it back to Joseph to continue.
Thank you, sweetheart, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jody, we would like to open the lines for questions.
At this time, there are no questions.
Thank you, Jody. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.